Staff report, Gail?
Just what I just mentioned, we will have a website coming back to the board. It looks great, and we're wrapping up new member handbooks, which is also very exciting for us. And then I'll be bringing back the vendor policy, like I just mentioned. That's all I have.
Okay. Christina?
Nothing for me.
Raleigh?
Nothing for me.
Yeah. Tim?
Just two notes for the board. The common fund separate account that was approved, we're going to do the onsite in San Francisco August 20th. So any board members who'd like to join that onsite will be in the city or be on a video link to their Connecticut office. And the wastewater opportunities fund onsite in Portland will happen on August 31st on our way up to the Veris client conference in Seattle. Oh, within the update letter.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, you have an update letter for me last week. hopefully you found that helpful. If you found that to be not helpful, I'd appreciate constructive feedback, but I want the board to kind of be able to peek behind the curtains and just get a better feel of the flow of information through our group. You understand obviously what's presented to you, but sometimes what's coming up is a little bit lost. And so this was to provide some guidance on that and these kind of smaller issues that arise from time to time that frankly, a little bit easier is to put those on an FYI for you in an email rather than talk for 20 minutes at 3:20 p.m. into a board meeting. But the one thing I should note that was embedded within the letter to all of you was the SEC notifications to both Wellington for trading information, kind of a non-specific request, but they were instructed by the SEC to make that public. And we'll keep an eye on that. And the Wells notice to PIMCO regarding pricing of their bond ETF does not have a direct impact on us, but we're watching that very, very carefully because that goes to broader pricing issues. Even though we're protected in a separate account, in the bond world, the bonds don't necessarily trade on a daily basis. Sometimes you have to make some estimates to get some broker marks. It's not a bright line of what is appropriate always. Sometimes there's a judgment call. And we're watching the SEC's assessment of how that judgment was exercised at PIMCO.
I like it. Just for me, though, I'll get in dated emails. It's supposed to be like bullet points, although, maybe instead of blending it in. I like that. It's good. Again, simpler is better for me.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, I agree. Karen, too. Karen?
You have nothing to report. Thank you.
Okay. Outside professionals, I don't think we have any today. Trustee, you want
to? Yeah, I'll report on the warden conference that John and I attended. It was well worth its money. It was on alternative investment strategies. And if you're curious, John and I put together a two-page back list of bullet points that were basically the highlights that we got from the conference, and I won't go over those, but anyway, I encourage everybody to attend at some point if they haven't already.
It'll take another 20 minutes to go through this, I'm sure.
PowerPoint presentation.
We were giving this at 10:40. You'd get the longer version, but I echo what Rusty just said. Very valuable conference on alternative investment hedge funds and real estate. Yeah. That's the theme.
I'll just say I've been to those as well, and if you guys haven't been to the Wharton, all of the Wharton series, it's very good.
Any other trustee comments?
I've got two. Oh. The SACRS conference update, we invited Chuck Reed and Carl DeMaio to speak with Harvey Lederman and Amy Brown on the other side about the 2016 initiative. Chuck Reed will not attend. He's taking care of Northern California. Carl DeMaio is from San Diego. He's going to do it. So it'll be him on those two. Again, I'll give credit to Deborah and Candace for that idea. It seems to be like a really well-received thing on the agenda. So, again, thank you. Mm-hmm. Secondly, this is symbolic, and today's a good example, but I appreciate everybody that comes in here as a per diem, whatever. I know they only get a certain amount. Have we ever looked at raising that? I know it's symbolic, but I think it's something we should look, I'd like to agendize.
I believe it's in the state, like, the law.
Oh, is it?
Statutory, yeah.
We can raise the amount up to a certain dollar amount per meeting, or not to go over a total per month or something.
Not to go over 500.
Per month.
Well, I'd like to agendize at least and see, talk about it.
It has to do with the way it's laid out is actually you can have more meetings a month, but you cannot pay more than $100 per meeting, not to exceed 500 a month.
So
you have to change the statute to change that.
Just along those lines, I don't think that in the past, actually there was some talk about it before Marilyn left, and I thought she was going to implement this, that the committee meetings would be considered a meeting. So in other words, if we had this board meeting until 1 or 1:30, I think, last time, and then we went to a committee meeting for another hour and a half, that would actually be two meetings. That has never been implemented in the past, but if we're going to look at things like raising that issue, I think that's something that absolutely could be done.
Okay. I know for our district, you can't be paid for two meetings on the same day. Okay. I'm all for going for it if we're allowed, but I don't know if that's our district code or if there's something in there.
Have to look into it.
Okay.
So, Mr. Sacker's vice president.
Yes. Legislation.
needs to take that up. Okay. Yeah. That's really the place for it.
Yeah. Again, it may be symbolic, but I think it just shows something. It's appreciated when people do all that.
Well, I think it's more than symbolic when we've been here since 9 o'clock in the morning and we had like hours of reading material to prepare for it. Yep. I think it's deserved.
I'll look into it.
Appreciate your thought.
I'm tired. I got all the time.
Well, I know you would do it, so I'll have to do it.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you. Any further comments? If not, I think we're adjourned.
Already?
Square jar.
Hey, Gary. No.
Brian says you have to do this distinction of governing over the longest meeting. I don't know.